Four ways to fuel smarter and cut gas costs. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and it's a Money Monday with the University of Michigan Credit Union on 1290 WLBY. Gas prices are the highest they've been since 2022. Many of us are feeling the impact of the rising costs. I know I am. I just gassed up this last weekend, and I was shocked. Sticker shock is definitely there. Between commuting to work, running errands, taking a weekend trip, even seemingly small changes in fuel prices can add up quickly. But there is good news. There are some practical ways to cut down on gas expenses without completely changing your lifestyle. So we're going to talk about some of these smart strategies to help you save money at the pump and keep a little more cash in your wallet. I'm joined by Nicole Bernacek, financial education specialist at the University of Michigan Credit Union. She's here to give us a few tips. You're feeling the pain at the pump too, aren't you?
I am, Lucy Ann. Yeah, unfortunately, I think most of us are.
So let's talk about this. What's one way to save money on gas?
Yep. So one way, I'm a big fan of loyalty programs or like joining a wholesale club. So like Costco, Sam's Club. So there's a lot of loyalty programs that you can sign up for free at places like Speedway, Shell, Kroger. There's so many. And a lot of times you'll get discounts on gas just for signing up or, you know, spending money. And sometimes you can redeem those points. And again, like a lot of times they're free to join. You just have to remember to enter your phone number or like scan your card before you start filling up.
All right. So, and then Costco and Sam's Club, they've been doing that a long time, offering less expensive gas. No gimmick there. It's just the price is lower.
Yeah, it is a lot lower. So my family's a member at Costco. So I always try to fill up at Costco when I can. Usually the gas is like a decent amount cheaper than other places. And a lot of times the memberships do have an annual fee, but between like getting gas and like a lot of times you'll save money on groceries or food there. Usually that kind of pays for the membership itself. And just one other thing too, is there are certain credit cards that will give you discounts off of gas or higher rewards. So for example, like Meijer, I know you get 10 cents off at Meijer gas stations automatically if you have their card.
But that only works if you pay that card off at the end of the month.
That is true. Yeah,
I learned that from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely want to pay it off if you can. And Costco also has their own credit card where you get a higher percentage if you buy gas at Costco too.
All right. So is there a way we can easily compare gas prices?
There is. Yeah, Lucy Ann. And this is an app that I've talked about a lot, but I really am a fan of it and I use it myself. So there's an app called Gas Buddy, and you can search for gas stations near you or in a certain city to see the most up-to-date prices. And it's completely free to download, doesn't cost anything, and you don't even have to sign up for an account or like a membership.
Oh, really?
To use it. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, which is super nice. So, because a lot of places they make you sign up for an account in order to use the features, but you can filter by price, distance, or both.
Oh, nice. All right. Are there certain days of the week that are better to fill up your tank, Nicole?
There are. And this is something new that I learned, but apparently you want to try to fill up your gas tank earlier in the week. So statistics show that gas is usually cheaper Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah. And so like the end of the week, so Thursday through Saturday, gas prices tend to be a little bit higher because of the anticipation of weekend travel.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yep.
And best day to buy gas, though, is?
So for Michigan, according to Gas Buddy, they did some statistics. So Monday is the best day to buy gas. And then Thursday for Michigan is the worst. But it also varies depending on what city you're in.
Okay. Can how we drive save gas?
Absolutely. Yep. So adjusting your driving habits could be super helpful. So you could try to combine trips as much as possible. That's something I try to do. So like try to get gas when you're going to or from work. There's a Costco on the way home from me going home to work. So I try to fill up then. Or, you know, when you're getting groceries, or try to combine them all in one trip rather than making separate ones. And also in terms of how you drive, so trying to avoid speeding, accelerating fast, or hard braking, that can reduce your gas mileage by quite a bit.
Okay, great ideas today. What's the last suggestion you have to save on fuel, Nicole?
Yeah, the last suggestion is just keeping up to date with your car's maintenance. I mean, that's good for just the longevity of your vehicle, but it also can help with fuel efficiency. So things like keeping up with your oil changes, rotating your tires, making sure your car's tire pressure is optimal, will help you, your gas last longer.
Okay, but how much? I mean, what are we saving here doing that?
You could save as much as 11 cents per gallon by making sure that your tires are inflated properly.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No.
So it's pretty, I mean, a pretty good amount if you consider like 11 cents off per gallon.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Oh, some wonderful ideas on how to save. Four ways to fuel smarter and cut gas costs from Nicole Bernacek from University of Michigan Credit Union. Tell everyone about your free financial education classes you give every month.
Yes, Lucianne, we do virtual workshops every month, different topics, credit, home buying is a really popular one. We're doing one this month on debt. So, they're really fun. We try to make them interactive and we get a lot of good engagement there.
All right. And you also are saluting our students in our community through University of Michigan Credit Union, which I think is a great program. Tell everyone about that.
Thank you. Yeah, we do a youth scholarship every year. So we award high school seniors a certain dollar amount and they can use it for any schooling costs. So this year we're doing a reception and we have 12 winners that are winning $1,000.
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations to those students. Fine job that they did there.
Yep. Yeah.
What a wonderful
Super
way
impressive.
For you to get them going to the next part of their life in such fine fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. Really impressive students, a lot of accomplishments. So it's really, really cool to read their applications and then actually get to meet them in person and just hear about all the cool things that they've been working on.
Well, congratulations to the UMCU scholars. Love that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Nicole Bernacek, she's Financial Education Specialist at the University of Michigan Credit Union. Visit umcu.org to find out more about how University of Michigan Credit Union can help you and your bottom line. umcu.org. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.